It's the Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Oh, fire, fire, me, stars and praises sleeping. Well, Red Wing sweeping her heart away.
Our Arizona staycation winner is actually on their staycation this weekend in Douglas, Arizona, staying at the Gadsden Inn. Douglas also had the first airplane in the state of Arizona in 1908. Douglas men formed an aeronautical club and built a glider from mail order parts they had ordered. The glider was pulled into air by two horses, and it wasn't until a year later that they were able to mount the motor on it and be first in flight in Arizona in 1909.
Didn't I hear also that Douglas had the first international airport?
They did.
In America, right?
They did.
That's amazing.
We had a great interview last week on trains. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com/radio and download that podcast. A lot of people were asking about it. Dr. Dean joined us on air. There's some interesting things that had come up this week afterwards. The True West magazine had a book review on a book called The Edge of Anarchy, The Labor Wars in the Rail Industry from 100 Years Ago. You get your True West magazine and find that book in there, and they're reviewing. Union Pacific suspended work in Brazos, Texas. It was the biggest capital investment the company's made in 156 years of business, but in the middle of building it, decided they may switch the way they run the rail cars, so they stopped construction right in the middle of it.
Wow.
So you never know how a topic is going to
snowball.
I can't believe the feedback we got on the train segment last week.
A lot of people really enjoyed that. Yeah.
So I think we're going to have to have that a little bit more frequently. Well, because we got through a fraction of the information that they had prepared for us. And the first Saturday of every month in Williams this year, they're firing up the old locomotive at the Grand Canyon Railway in Williams, Arizona. You can go to, you just search, you know, Williams, Arizona Steam.
Well, the engineer will be here in June to talk about that.
Perfect. But we've got the star interview right now, Mr. Kimmerly. Thanks for putting this all together for us.
Oh, this is incredible. What you guys do is absolutely amazing. I'm so glad to be one of your partners. Thank you for being here at Sanderson Ford. You know, the other day I was listening to you guys, and you talked about a friend of mine, Paul Rovey.
Oh.
And I've had so many calls back. I've known him for years. You know, I'm kind of an ag guy, you know.
Yeah.
And milk and sheep. And so he says, well, let me have you try some of our cheese. What
did you think about that?
It was amazing.
It was amazing. Nobody believes me. I say, you have to try this. Try this. It doesn't taste
kids were like, no, we're not trying that. So I didn't say anything. I just put it in the food without mentioning it was. And didn't even know the difference.
I don't know if I should bring that up this morning, but I've known him since I was in high school and knew the whole family and so on.
Such a nice guy.
Oh,
really,
he is just
a joy to have in studio with
us. Yes, that was so neat. So you never know what you're going to learn on Rosie on the House.
Or the connections. You know, we're all about connecting Arizona with Arizona people.
Exactly.
Well, the Rovey Dairy, I think, is in their third or fourth generation of family ownership. Sanderson Ford. Tell us about Sanderson Ford.
You know, this is really exciting to have you here because we're going into our 64th anniversary. And, you know, I remember when I didn't even know anybody 64 years old, you know. Now I are one. So, anyway, it's really exciting because we started in May of 1955. And when Mr. Sanderson started this, it was 25 employees, and now we have over 400.
Wow.
So it's a tremendous growth, and so thankful for our relationship. It's all about relationships, our relationship, and also the people that we serve. This dealership is dedicated to the employees and the customers they serve.
And how long have y'all been at this location?
Since 1963, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the first car I had to buy for myself was off this lot, and it was a F-100, straight six, three in the tree.
Three on the tree. I'll tell you, if you can find them today, they're a real premium, that's for sure.
Well, That was a rock solid little truck. We put a lot of camping miles on that truck.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, again, we're so thankful for our relationship and be able to call you a friend. You know, the people that you touch and is just amazing because I hear about it all the time. And it's so good to see you here in our showroom after all the adversity you had. And you're just a miracle.
And your kids are involved to some dimension.
Yes, we have all our
kind of dotted all over the place.
They're dotted all over between here and Lincoln. All of them work here. Six kids, 16 grandchildren. And now that I'm married, you know, my wife passed away a few years ago, got remarried. I'm 3.5 years into that. Now we have 28 grandchildren.
Oh. Now, do you buy gifts for all those kids?
We buy a gift at Christmas time for the whole family because you'd have to start now.
We're learning to be creative, too, because Rosie sends cards. That's his big deal. Everybody gets a card on their birthday, but then it's a family gift.
Oh, yes, on birthdays, we start every month. Now, whose birthday is it this month? Right. There's always four or five, it seems.
Yeah, there is. There is. Well, we have enjoyed everything about our relationship at Sanderson Ford, but we especially appreciate y'all helping us with the Arizona staycation and Mr. Pratt putting the winners in a Ford vehicle and getting them out there on the road. What are some of the favorite Kimberly, Arizona family destinations?
Well, I have to say, Rosie, for about, 40-plus years, I haul my livestock every year from Phoenix to Flagstaff. And not everybody knows that, but I'm kind of crazy that way. I'm kind of an ag nut. You can tell by my... I have a few wounds along the way. But anyway, Flagstaff is one of my favorite places. And then going all over, this state is beautiful in every way. But if you haven't been to Grand Falls, it's out on the reservation. Do you have a story about that?
Well, a little bit of a family feud.
Oh, no.
He's recovering.
Ongoing. Right in the middle of it.
No, he's recovering. It's a dirt road, and not ready to take him on a dirt road yet.
No. I said someday, you know.
But he wanted to go this year because of the melt, and the pictures have been incredible. Oh, it looks like chocolate pudding coming off of there.
We call it Chocolate Falls. Yeah. It's second to Niagara Falls to me. That was a stretch. But it's amazing. You go out on the reservation on this dirt road, and all of a sudden, it opens up to the Little Colorado, and it's just flowing. And, if you get too close to it, there's a little spray. You know, at the Niagara Falls, you get this spray, it's just amazing. Yeah. Well, when you get finished, you're all dotted with little red things all over your face from the Chocolate Falls. It's unbelievable.
Grand Falls has been on my bucket list for a long time, and a part of my recovery was a little heart procedure. And Jennifer said, I'm not taking you on a 20-mile dirt road on a Navajo Indian reservation 70 miles from the nearest hospital.
I'm not ready for another helicopter ride. Sorry.
No, okay. All right.
Well, we are going to get there this spring, that's for sure.
Okay.
You know, Rosie, what would really be neat, since you mentioned helicopters, maybe we could arrange one of our partners to just fly you over there. Would that be a good thing?
Get the SRP helicopter to go take a ride.
That's right.
Niagara Falls is 167 feet tall, where the Grand Falls is 184 feet tall. So it is actually taller than Niagara Falls.
Well, little known facts.
We're all full of them, aren't we? What do you drive out there when you go on your road trip? Do you take turns with everything?
No.
I heard something about a helicopter just now.
No, not me. Sometimes we'll go out in a Tom car. We'll pull it out to the edge and get on the Tom car because there's no rollover on a Tom car. I just thought I'd mention that.
I have actually mentioned that myself several times.
Good. But when you drive down that road, there's a little church as you go there at Grand Falls, and then it's not marked. You have to just drive and know where you're going. If you go too far, you get to the Little Colorado River. So you got just about a half a mile before you get to the river. You turn to the left, and it opens up. There's picnic area, and it's just beautiful. I don't know. You ask what I, and I go every year besides the Grand Canyon.
Oh, wow. Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, the Grand Canyon is one of my very favorite places.
Never gets old, does it?
Never.
No, by the hour it changes. It's a different place every minute you're there.
Yes, yes. And I have a favorite place there with the Kolb Studios because the history of the Kolb brothers taking pictures and doing everything that they did, it's just amazing. So we have so many neat places. We could talk all day just on look at
the cover of True West magazine this week is the Roger Naylor's article on the Kolb brothers.
and there's a new book out, and I'm not pushing it, but I'm going to get it because I had one years ago when they first wrote about them. But True West magazine, isn't this the most amazing piece?
It is.
And then the picture on the front is worth seeing. I won't spoil it for you.
And the headline says it all, those knuckleheads.
Knuckleheads of the Grand Canyon. They used to take pictures and then run down to Indian Gardens to get the water to process them.
And go back up, and when you finished your trip, they'd be ready for you at the top.
You know, those guys must have been in great shape.
Oh, gosh.
We're not ready for that either, Rosie. You or I, either one.
Oh, man.
If they weren't when they started, they were by the time they were done.
Exactly.
Now, there's something else I wanted to ask you about. Y'all had this great timeline that was in the paper about the 64 years of history, starting from May of 1955, and Parts Department opened in 74, and then you've got the museum in 97, and the Starliner Diner in 07. But what was missing on here that actually found in the Glendale Star was y'all's dedication to mobility with your transit vehicles that opened in 2010.
You know, I am so glad you mentioned that because it's near and dear to my heart. For years, we started out with hand controls for those that needed mobility. You know, freedom of mobility is the most important thing that we have.
Amen.
That's right. You know, and so we're able to serve people that need to get out. Sometimes until they get a vehicle or some way of getting around, they don't have mobility. And so what we do with all the controls, Abilitrax is where you can, in the bigger units, you can put in your wheelchairs or chairs, move them all around and lock them down so it's really safe. So we have I've been doing this since, just out of high school. I graduated in 63, so just in case anybody wants to know. But we've been doing that, and so I got into hand controls and then all the other amenities that you need, and we work with a lot of organizations here. When there's some life-changing event and you need a mobility vehicle to get around, we're here for you, and we make sure that it's exactly the prescription that is given for your needs.
Wow.
And the only dealership, according to the article, in the state that has on-site installs for making it wheelchair mobility accessible.
Yes, that's right. It's it's amazing. With, you know, the two things we have, we don't like to talk about too much if you're in an accident or something. We also do Jerdan wreckers. So in our shop, we have Jerdan and we have our mobility, and we're able to do anything you need, and it's a one-stop shop. It's really neat.
And if you're just looking for a Ford vehicle.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot about that.
We have a few of those around, too.
Those
new Rangers are good looking.
It's 64 years, and is it 64 acres?
Yes, 65 acres, 64 years. You know, it's just crazy. We had some people in from Ford yesterday from Detroit, and they said, could we see the dealership? And I said, well, we'll have to drive. And they said, oh, you're kidding, you know. So it took them to all the places, and they said, oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
it's
a big campus.
It's a big campus, and it's all dedicated, like I say, to our employees that serve our customers, and nothing's changed in 64 years.
Mr. Dave Kimmerly of Sanderson Ford.